Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, City Attorney, City Manager, ladies and gentlemen. Cell phones cause cancer. That's what numerous doctors and scientists from all around the world have been warning us about for years. On May 31st, 2011, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, part of the World Health Organization, put out a report that says your chance of becoming a cancer victim doubles once you hit the 10-year mark of using cell phones for a minimum of 30 minutes per day. And yes, there are industry-funded studies that tell us not to worry about cell phones, or that it'll take another 20 or 30 years of research before we know whether cell phones cause cancer. In essence, they're telling us to treat cell phones like cigarettes 30 years ago. I, for one, happen to know that cell phones do cause cancer because everything we're being warned about by the World Health Organization's report and prestigious university professors like Dr. Deborah Davis fits me. I'm an attorney. From 2001 to 2011, I used to use cell phones a lot more than just 30 minutes a day. I always held it in my left hand, up against my left ear, and I carried them around in my suit jacket's inner pockets. Lo and behold, if you were standing close to me, you'd see that there's a scar on my left hand, the result of nerve tumor removal surgery. If you can see the scar on the left side of my head, that's the result of brain cancer surgery on August 23rd, 2011. That's glioblastoma multiforme level 4. On top of that, I have an MRI that shows a tumor at my aortic bifurcation, right where my cell phone sat in my suit jackets. So that's one, two, three results of having a cell phone against my body. If you don't agree, just read through the booklet that was in the box when you bought your cell phone. If you have the time to dig through those 200 or 300 pages, somewhere in there you'll see that your cell phone emits a type of non-ionized radiation into your body. Radiation that they prefer to talk about as radio frequency and specific absorption rate. Somewhere near the term SAR, you'll see them asking you to always keep your cell phone away from your body because of the radiation. And by body, they mean your entire body. So if you're one of the people we saw on the news standing in line to get your hands on an iPhone 5, please be advised that somewhere in that manual, they're telling you to always keep it at least 10 millimeters away from your body. That's about an inch. Did you know that you're supposed to keep that thing an inch away from your body? Do your children know that? I'm pretty sure that's not what they see on TV or anything that we see in cell phone commercials. If you pay attention to what doctors and scientists are telling us about cell phones, look up what it says in your cell phone manual and put all of that together with the scars you see on a growing number of cancer victims like me. It should become crystal clear that cell phones do cause cancer and that the American people are not being properly warned about cell phones. Now, ever since my surgery, I've been doing all that I can to help spread the word about cell phone induced cancer. If you spend time on Facebook, just look up Pembroke Pines, Jimmy Gonzalez. Go through an album that I've titled Jimmy Versus Cell Phone Induced Cancer, and you'll see what I'm talking about. I'm here today because I believe my city commission can do something to warn adults and their children about keeping cell phones away from their bodies. I think Pembroke Pines should follow the example set forth by San Francisco and several city commissions in California, Connecticut, Hawaii, Maine, New York, not to mention the nations of India, Canada, France, Russia, etc. on this issue. I respectfully ask that you read through San Francisco's Right to Know Ordinance, and I brought a copy, the information posters that they came up with, and show your voters that you too are willing to do whatever it takes to warn everybody about keeping cell phones away from their bodies. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Gonzalez. You'll get that to us. Okay, City Clerk. Commissioner Schwartz.
Jimmy, thank you for having the courage to come forward to share your story. Commissioner Castillo, Jimmy lives in your district. I met Jimmy and his family a few years ago, and several months back I learned about the infliction and the struggles he was going through. What he didn't tell you is the man should not be standing here today based on the type of cancer he had. A life expectancy of 9 to 12 months, and you're in month 13 or 14, correct, Jimmy?
Yes.
And you got some really good news from the doctors recently, correct?
Correct. I'm doing well as compared to many other patients who unfortunately continue to put cell phones against their heads.
Yeah. And again, I want to thank you for bringing the awareness not only to this community, but your continuous effort of ensuring that cell phone use and reading the manual is most important.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Commissioner Castillo.
Jimmy, I'd like for you and I to get together and talk. I'd like for you and I to get together and to talk a little bit more about this. And if you will leave your name, your address, and your phone number with the clerk, I want us to get together. I want to learn more about this. This is the first time that someone has come here to talk about this issue. And I think that if we're going... to proceed as a city, the first thing we need to do is we need to catch up with your fact base. And I think that this is a very, very important issue. And I want to tell you, when I devote myself to something, it's 100%. So if you will leave your name, your address, and your phone number with the clerk, you will get a call from me next week so that we can get together and we can start talking about this. We can start gathering information. And see what the best...